Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings coming to you live from the Motivational Minute with Dr. Yahshua Elohim. I am here to speak with you in regards to character. Today, I'm going to speak on character. Now, of course, we have different perceptions of what character is, but you know, at the end of the day, it's all about character being integrated, becoming integrated, and maintaining one's integration and integrity within their own divinity. That's what character is for me. Now, based on what I've read, you know, character is about being consistent in everything that you do. Not only that, doing things and the right thing when no one is looking. So a person with character doesn't have to have an audience. They are their own audience, and they are not alone, because when you do something that's out of character, and you do it while no one is watching, someone is watching, and you, your higher self is watching you. Your higher self is watching you, and because your higher self is watching you, your higher self place and put things into motion to reinforce the wrongness of what has been done, right? Because there are laws. There are laws within the universe that we cannot escape from, we cannot jump over, we cannot fool. Those laws do not change. It's called the laws of cause and effect, the laws of correspondence, the laws of rhythm, the laws of gender, and so forth and so on. It's seven of them. And I'm quite sure it's more than seven, but based on the Hermetic philosophy in which I have studied, there are seven principles or seven laws that we need to be abiding by as divine beings. So character, you know, and the reason why I bring this up is simply because I think about character and I think about personality. And I think your personality has a lot to do with one's behavior. However, the transformation and the transcending of one's behavior and personality, I think it grows into character. See, you become more integrated within yourself, based on how you respond to certain things or how you react to certain conditions and situations in your life. A lot of times we find ourselves in situations and conditions, and these situations and conditions and environments tend to draw out a particular behavior. And in that respect, as that behavior is drawn out and things are brought to our attention in regards to that behavior, you have two things to do. You have two choices. You either become consumed by the behavior and continue to perpetuate the behavior within your own personality, or you transcend and transform yourself so that you become more integrated and come into the character of your own divinity. That's it. That's the bottom line. And that, I love character. I love character, and I love working on my character. I love building on my character. But the foundation of character, the very foundation of it is your behavior and personality. That's the foundation of it. You cannot know a thing unless you don't know a thing. And the old proverb, African proverb say, you know, the thing that you know, you don't know, and the thing that you don't know, you know. That thing, that riddle right there, yeah, it's true. It's a true statement. So I'm not going to be on this thing long. I just want to come on. That's why it's called Motivational Minute. I just want to come on and talk about character, behavior, personality. Your personality ethics are quite different from your character ethics, because your personality ethics are based on your behavior. Your behaviors are constantly and consistently changing. However, your character, it is consistent. It is consistently consistent, whereas your personality is consistently inconsistent, because your behavior is always changing. You're evolving. You're going from one place to another, not one place outside of yourself. You're going from one place to another within. You're being changed internally so that you can go out and express it externally. So I think character is a good thing. I love it. I love it. I strive to have the character of the divine and all that comes with it. And I have to say that there are moments where I have to question. I have to question my integrity. I have to question my integrity. But nevertheless, even in questioning my integrity, I come to the understanding that my thoughts, my ways are not like Ada. So what the Creator may be thinking, I may be thinking something completely different. So at that point, I have to go with the flow of whatever is going on. Do not judge the situation, because there's always something behind that picture. There's a whole behind the parts of everything that is being expressed in this time and space, as you will. So, like I said, I am Dr. Yeshua Elohim, and I come to provide you with a motivational minute. And I will be back next Wednesday. Perhaps the same time, perhaps not. Somewhere between 11 o'clock a.m. and 3 o'clock p.m., I will be back to do my thing as my thing, and as the divine expression of all that is and all that will ever be. I say to you all, be blessed, stay focused, stay in the light, and keep it real.